Thanks for returning to Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness as we deposit another audio gem into your ears. May 23rd, 1992 is the date for this comedy dollar. This show is significant for two reasons, one historic and one not so much. Historic, Johnny Carson signed off The Tonight Show for the last time earlier that night. Not so much, it's a dumb birthday game that showcased the absolute worst jokes, puns, and related music offerings to kick off Memorial Day weekend, 1992. And I'm just so darn proud. A fascinating panel joins us. Anne from Everett, Mike from Marshfield, Nikolai from Roslindale, Debbie and her mom Rose from Wellesley, WBZ producer Karen Messlener playing the game for the very first time. I'm producing and on the phone from the control room. And Jack Hart in traffic. Celebrated birthdays? Rosemary Clooney, Joan Collins, Artie Shaw, great bandleader and married 243 times, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Robert Moog. In honor of the start of barbecue season, there is fire in Norm's loins. And Debbie sings her favorite song, I Don't Know Who He Is. We will enjoy a commercial promo for Journey Beyond the Dinosaurs at the World Trade Center. And post-game, Mike from the game calls back, even though Norm told him that his phone number is unlisted and the other one is disconnected. We close with Norma from the North End. She talks about chunky fat people who are light on their feet, dance the polka. They have pretty faces, nice hair, kinda sexy. All of that drives Norm crazy with lust. So hang on, cause here we go.
Play the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum birthday game. You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
Okay, thank you very much, ladies. Thank you just so darn much, everybody. This is the dumb birthday game where we take people who were born on this day, which is now May 23rd, actually, and you just have to guess how old they are. We have a fascinating panel. We have Miss Anne from Everett. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
Oh, my, you're talking in such a sexy way.
You know what it is? I had a frog in my throat. I was trying to talk over it.
Could you talk with that frog in your throat always? Because I'm getting kind of sweaty.
I'll try.
Okay, good to have you. Good to have Mike also, who's down in Mansfield. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Norm. Gee, I was sleeping, and Tony called me and said, gee, we got two openings, Mike. Can we fit you in?
Yeah, because I forgot to mention, I also said Mansfield, and I mean Marshfield.
That's okay.
Okay, just that both Marshfield and Mansfield look so darn alike, even though they're, well, actually they don't. And we also have Nikolai. He's a new fellow, I guess, huh? Nikolai is from Roslindale. Hi, Nikolai.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good morning. This is your first...
Pleasure to be on your show.
What a nice thing to say.
Okay.
Okay. Is this the first time to do this for you, is it, to play the dumb birthday game?
Yes.
Well, you must be just so terribly excited.
I'm looking forward.
Okay. We also have... You know Debbie, the young girl whose mother forced her into playing, not forced her, but sort of talked her into playing. We have not only Debbie, but we have that mother named Rose, and both are with us right now on this line, or two lines at their house. Debbie and Rose, hi.
Hi, Norm.
Hi.
The first voice, of course, was Rose, the mother, and the second voice was Debbie. Sorry.
Hi, all right. Norm.
Hi, how you doing, Rose?
Good.
That was my mother's name, Rose. So I'm very kind of partial to that name.
Oh, thank you. I am too.
Okay. And we also have, playing the game for the very first time, producer Karen Messlender, who's a little cutie who works here at WBZ. It's good to have you, Karen.
Well, thank you, Norm. I'm going to try. Who's clapping?
Okay. This is Mike.
Karen. Hi, Mike. How are you?
As soon as I hit Megabucks and Mass Millions, I've got your number, but I haven't hit it yet.
I know. We still have to get together.
Do you guys talk a lot? Do you and Mike?
Well, we used to, on Raleigh's show. Yeah, about Raleigh's.
Oh, I see. Oh. Is this getting serious, Mike?
Well, she commented once on my tempered body of steel.
Mm-hmm.
Your tempered body of steel. No, it's the body of well-tempered steel. Okay. We also have with us, of course, Tony, who's another producer at WBZ. Yeah. Tony Nesbitt, whose name may be somewhat familiar for you. Do you?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm not familiar with that name.
I don't blame you, because he's a drunk, and he takes drugs, and he's not very good. And I don't know why I said that.
I'll pass it on to him when I see him the next time.
Okay. That's, of course, Tony Nesbitt.
Well, speaking of not very good.
Yes?
The next person up.
The next person up, of course, is Jack Hart.
Uh-huh. Really stinks.
Hello.
Hello, Jack.
Hello. Yeah, so I stink, so I didn't take a shower today. Do you mind?
That's why we stuck you up in Metro. Just kidding.
Just as far away as I can get. Upwind.
Stuck him up in the Prudential building where we don't even have to look at him. Yeah.
Aww.
Okay. Now, the way we play the game, of course, I guess most everybody knows, but for those of you who don't, I tell you who was born on this day, and you tell me how old that person is. It's really a stupid concept, which is why we call it the dumb birthday game.
That's cute.
Because if we're an intelligent concept, we call it the intelligent birthday game. Okay, we're going to start with Rosemary Clooney.
Uh-oh.
Vocalist Rosemary Clooney. And we're going to ask first, Anne, how old do you think Rosemary Clooney is on this very date?
I think she's 67.
You think she's 67, eh? This is the way the game goes. We mark down 67. And then we ask Mike from Donna Marshfield how old he thinks she is.
I think she's about 55.
Of course, Rosemary Clooney first started singing as a member of the... I like to give a little biographical sketch just to show you how smart I am.
I didn't know you could draw.
Who said that?
Who do you think?
She used to sing with her sister Betty Clooney. They were known as the Clooney sisters, and they sang with Tony Pastor before they off went on their own separate ways. And Rosemary's still recording, and she's recording probably better stuff now than she used to. She did. Remember, Come Out of My House? Come Out of My House, babe. Yeah, remember that one? Nobody remembers that one.
No.
But okay, Nikolai, how old do you think Rosemary Clooney is today, May 23rd.
I would have to say the erotic number of 59.
The erotic number of 59. Oh, that is erotic. My God, yeah.
That's nuts.
I'm beginning to... I'm feeling some fire in my loins on that one, Nikolai.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. I shouldn't say that in front of Debbie, because Debbie is only 12 years old. No, I know you're 21, Debbie. I know that. And your mother is probably even younger than you are.
Is there a fire in your loins because it's Memorial Day weekend, kicking off the barbecue season?
Whoa! We got a live wire group here today, haven't we? Huh?
Throwing another loin on the fire.
Hey, Tony.
Yes?
You got to rot the loin.
Good. I love it.
Let me ask you, Debbie, first of all, and you're going to say, I never heard of, I don't
yes,
know who.
I have.
Oh, okay, then. How old do you think she is?
Pause.
Yeah, let me see.
She's doing her arithmetic.
57.
She have a cute voice.
Yeah.
Such an adorable little voice. Knock it off, would you, Debbie? You're not fooling anybody. We happen to know you're about 62 years old. Okay, Rose, what do you think?
I'm going to say 63.
63, okay. And Karen, this is your very first chance at guessing.
I know, and I'm not really familiar with her, I don't think. Rosemary Clooney? I mean...
Rosemary Clooney would have... Well, she would have been a little bit before your time, but then again, she's still singing.
Yeah.
So she's of your time.
But she does the ads for Coronet on TV, too.
Oh, yeah, she did the Coronet.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
that,
okay.
She's gotten kind of chunky in the years.
She used to sing, Come On to My House, now she's big as my house.
Oh, God.
Okay, how does that Coronet jingle go, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I forget.
When you want Coronet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. How does the rest of
it go?
Yeah. Oh, all right. I got to guess.
You got to guess, yeah. We've helped you long enough by stroke.
I know. Now sing me. I know. I'll say 60. Yeah.
Oh, she's so adorable.
68.
Take all the time you want, Karen. We'll just enjoy me.
Yeah,
giggling laughter.
That's my brain thinking.
I'm going to ask you, Jack Hart, what do you think?
Rosemary Clooney, 56.
56. And Tony?
64.
64.
Oh, he knows.
64.
That was a definite.
You think that was definite?
Yeah.
You think he really knows?
He was like 64.
Oh, wait a second. I know what it is. Better value is what you get
when you buy Coronet.
Oh, God.
There we go.
That is just... What is... Is that...
I can see Jack there pacing the floor back and forth. What the heck is that? Oh, that theme. I can't...
What rhymes with net? And I'm thinking toilet paper. Oh, I can't. There are so many things.
Is that toilet paper or are those towels?
Everything. Napkins, toilet paper, tissues, and paper towels.
You know all that.
I have stock.
This is the voice of authority here. Okay, let's check the actual age. We're checking through the official birth records of Rosemary Clooney to find out her actual age, and it is...
Now,
I get no connection between
Jack?
Is this a toilet paper ad from days of old?
No. Who are these characters?
The Bugs Bunny, and they're like...
And they were from Looney Tunes.
Wow. That is about as remote as you can get.
Yeah.
Okay. The actual,
Leghorn chicken?
Yeah.
The actual age of Rosemary Clooney is exactly what Tony said, 64.
Oh, see, I knew it. He knew, yeah.
Oh, you think he's cheating?
Yeah, I think he's got a list in there.
Yeah, were you cheating?
No, I'm not cheating.
Was that just a wild guess, 64?
Yes. Well,
he knew.
Wild enough.
No, because Karen seemed to think that you just spit it out kind of positively.
I can't believe she makes those accusations on her virginal journey here on
the
dumb birthday.
Holy smoke.
She's not a season to make those accusations.
That's true.
Shut her off. Get her out of there.
I'm hanging up on you. That's it. We're hanging up.
Okay. Here's another one for you. Joan Collins.
Uh-oh.
Joan Collins, the British actress who's on what, Dynasty?
Yeah, was
okay.
on Dynasty.
Was on Dynasty, okay. Let's start with you, Tony. You take your first shot. How old is Tony?
Tony Collins from the Patriots.
Yeah, Joan Collins. How old is Tony Nesbitt? Tony, how old is Joan Collins?
59.
Yeah,
I don't think she's hit 60 yet.
Okay, what do you think, Jack?
Do you know that she referred to Johnny Carson as America's answer to foreplay?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I read that this week also.
Yeah.
She's probably like 111 in reality. I'm going to say 63.
63. Okay. And Karen, what do you think?
I'll say 62.
62.
I'll say it again. One more time.
62.
We're all getting excited now. Okay, how about you, Debbie? No, I'll start with your mother, Rose. How about
and
you?
And then move right down the family.
What do you think, Rose? I'm sorry?
57.
57. Okay, and Debbie?
59.
Yep.
You're gonna take issue with your mother, are you?
What?
Oh, yeah. And Nikolai?
61.
And Mike, incidentally, who was with an answering machine company, not a machine, but what do you call people who take calls? Anyway, Mike is working, and he's, now the doctor will call you back in the morning.
Try not to suffer.
What's that?
Does his woman work with the answering service?
Answering service. Yeah, that's the phrase
that's
I was trying to think of.
You never listen to me, Norm.
Karen, you could have a free answering service anytime you want.
Really? Yeah.
Oh. Holy smoke.
How much? I'll take you up on it.
How much is it worth to you, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, we must want to make a buck out of it. Anyway, Mike, what do you think? How old is Joan Collins today?
My mama didn't raise no fools. I'll say 59.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you're going to go the same, I guess, that
Tony said. Were you adopted? What if I'm wrong?
Anne, what do you say?
There I go again. 62.
62. Okay, we're about to find out the actual age of Joan Collins. Actual age. It was so sweet. That's what he plays. That's what he plays when he can't think of anything else.
Well, I heard myself stretching for the last one.
Oh, God.
I thought I'd throw in the harp.
The fact is, and it bothers me to give you the answer because it's exactly what Tony said.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
And I'm beginning to doubt his honesty. It's 59.
Oh,
wow.
Get out!
Wait, so someone Mike, else guessed 59, didn't they?
Mike also said 59.
Oh, okay.
Because Mama didn't raise no fool.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
And Debbie, too.
Did she?
No, Debbie also said 59. That's right.
Oh, really? Oh,
so we had three winners there. So
yeah, I share the wealth. Give me credit.
Yeah, okay. He told them before.
Okay, here's a musician, a band leader, whose band still exists, now being directed, being conducted by Dick Johnson, who's from Brockton, that area.
Hmm.
Great reeds player, plays saxophone and clarinet and just about everything, and flute.
Hmm.
Anyway, it's not his birthday, but the band he's conducting, which is Artie Shaw, the Artie Shaw Band, which has been revived, led by Dick. Artie Shaw had a fantastic band, great musician, and also married 243 times. Married about everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with you, Debbie, because...
You would have to, wouldn't you?
Because why?
We love
you.
Yeah, because we love you very much, Debbie, and we thought, what the heck? How old do you think Artie Shaw is today?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know who he is.
Debbie is singing her familiar song called I Don't Know Who He Is.
Thank you,
I'm not proper if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. Just take a shot anyway. He's... Well, I can't give you any more. I stammered a little bit, but that was no help, I know.
Take your time, Debbie. Warren on Countryside knows what it is.
That's right. We don't
He's
get them.
Coming up, yeah.
That's right. Warren doesn't come on for about an hour and 50 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we may eliminate him if we get a good thing going and just go right into the Dave Maynard Show at 5:30.
Oh, no. Why don't you just eliminate that, too?
I know you don't mean that. Are you still there, Debbie?
Yeah.
Maybe you could tell her some of his hits that she might get at that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Begin the Begin was a big one. When they begin the Begin. That was a very, very big hit.
That doesn't give it away. Debbie, I don't know what.
Also, on a serious note,
now you got to figure how long the Begin has been going, then you'll know when they began it.
Also, one other thing, too. He also hired black performers, which ran into trouble when they were playing the South back in those days. Billie Holiday sang with the Artie Shaw Band for a while, for example, and some others. He was a very courageous man in that sense and an excellent clarinet player. Excellent band leader. That doesn't help you at all. I know Debbie doesn't.
And he did clarinet with Rosemary Clooney.
He endorsed the toilet paper. I recall that. Hey, Debbie, I think we've given you enough time as it is. Will you speak up for God's sakes?
Figured I'm ready, number.
Well, I just didn't want to interrupt you all.
What's that, please?
I just didn't want to interrupt all of you.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, lame.
That's fine. And fire away right now. Go ahead. What do you think?
You keep talking.
No, go ahead. You have the floor. Go ahead.
65.
Clarinet.
That's older than that.
Rose, what do you think? Was your daughter right, or would you take another guess?
I have no clue either. I'll say 62.
Oh, it runs in the
face.
I'm sorry, you say what?
62.
62. Okay, and Mike, what do you say?
I'll say 72.
72.
Oh, I was going to guess that. That's
okay.
All right.
Okay, well, you guess whatever you would like. What do you think, Karen?
I know. God, I have no idea. I'd say 43.
43.
That's a good one, Karen.
That was very good.
That's a knee slapper, that one.
I'm sorry.
That laughter, I think, was totally out of order, Karen. I apologize for these boars. 43. His clarinet is older than that. Okay, Tony, what do you say, wise guy?
He's 81.
81. He's 81.
I had to let that one out.
What do you think, Ann?
I think if Tony's right, I'm leaving. I'm going to say 79. And well, Tony,
that's what I was going to say, but I changed it to 81.
You blew it. You blew
well,
you
got to have one wrong. It just wouldn't look right.
That's right.
So you're saying 79.
Yeah, and he was also married to Lana Turner.
Oh, he's married to, he's married to about knows. Everybody. Yeah.
You know, before
I think Karen was married to him once.
Yeah, before Lana Turner, before Lana Turner got to Hollywood, her name was Paige Turner.
don't laugh at him because you'll only keep this up.
Sorry,
he'll never stop.
Sorry, doesn't go to. I want you to say for him.
Nikolai, what do you think? How old is Artie Shaw today?
Oh, 76.
76.
Thank you for the clue.
That's the spirit.
Oh, the
I wasn't going to let that go by, Norm.
Jack, what do you think?
82.
82. Okay.
He sounded definite. Uh-oh.
Okay.
That
let's,
was my third answer.
Okay, let's let's check the actual age of Artie Shaw.
I don't have anything to play for, but when you mention that lovely little tidbit from his life.
So cute. Yeah,
okay, the actual age of Artie Shaw. He's 82, which is what Jack has.
Oh, my God. See, I knew it. He was definite. I knew it.
43, Karen.
Oh, well, I don't even know it. I don't know who he is. I said 143. No, I'm just kidding.
A rose.
A rose is a rose.
Rose?
Yeah.
If you would sit down with your daughter, Debbie, and brief her on who all these people are. I would appreciate
that. No, either.
Well, no, but that's right. Your mother actually guessed younger than you. No, oh no, it was Karen who said 43.
Yeah, I said 43. Mm,
that's right. You said 65, Debbie, and your mother. Actually, you were closer than your mother.
No, I said 62.
Right.
And she said 65.
Oh, here they go. Yeah, cat fight.
Yeah. So Rose, don't sit down with Debbie and talk with her.
Maybe,
yeah, Debbie ought to sit down with Rose. Okay, today is also the birthday of marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Mm.
Marvel, the boxer, born in Newark, New Jersey, and of course, best noted for, I guess, for being from Brockton, living in Brockton all these years.
Even though he's best known for.
Wow. He's best known for that, and also for...
probably
for
winning a few championships, I would assume.
A little bit of boxing agility, I would say.
And now...
And now
he has
age.
An Italian accent, and he makes films in Italy.
Marvin Hagler does?
Yeah, he has an Italian accent now.
Get
an Italian accent?
He really does.
Hey.
If you talk to him, he has an Italian accent now.
Oh, God.
Well, I'll be gosh darn. Ann, let's start with you. How old do you think he is?
I want Tony to go first.
No, I want you to go first.
I want to copy him.
That was wrong the last time.
That's the only way we get me right is to follow Tony.
Tony was very close, even though that he said 81, but Jack Hart said 82, which was right in the butt for Artie Shaw. Anyway,
I didn't even know he was still alive, to be honest with you. Is he?
Tony is very much alive.
No, I mean, Artie Shaw, is he really alive?
Well, not totally alive, but, you know.
Semi.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you
Marvin
think?
Marvin Hamlish?
Marvin Hamlish. No. No, Marvin Hagler.
Yes, Marvin Hamlish from Brockton.
Marvelous.
Oh, God. 54. I have no idea. I don't even know what I'm doing with this 50, program.
54, is that what you said?
Yeah. 5'4".
So, Tony, is he also doing show tunes in Italy?
Yeah, he is. A private audience with a Pope.
What do you think, Mike?
I have to say 46.
Oh,
46. Okay. And Nikolai, what do you think?
37.
How much?
37.
Okay. Oh. And Debbie. You all remember Debbie.
Come on, Dad. 43.
43. Very nice. Very nice. They came out just so darn easily. And what do you think, Rose?
48.
48. And Karen?
I was
going to
say 43, too.
43.
432?
Yep, 43, too. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Jack, what do you say?
Okay. Well, I know I'm going to be going to the ropes for this one, but I'm going to say 42.
Go to the ropes for this one, but I'm going to say 42. You probably thought that was humorous, didn't you? Well, let me tell you, that stunk up the place, so stop it.
So just stay in the crew, will you?
Yeah.
I'll go to my corner for that one.
I've got my joke. I'm just waiting for him to call my name.
Okay, Tony, what is your joke?
I'm going to get in the ring with Mike on this one, 46.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay. Okay, let us check out the actual age of Marvin. Hang on, I've checked in Newark, New Jersey, and the record of births. I'm an Italian boxer, although I may not look that way. Boy, he just has developed an Italian accent.
And what a show tune.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, the actual... Oh, jeez.
Oh,
the actual age of Marvin Hagler is 40.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, man.
Jack Hart's at 42.
Huh.
Yeah, and so Jack Hart wins that round. Okay, before we get to our last round, because we haven't got too many birthdays today.
Jack.
Thank you.
Yeah, before we get to the last round.
Any historical points?
No, I could not find that today in history for today. I have it for the entire rest of the week, but not for today.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where it went to. It's not on the wire. It's nowhere. I don't know where it is. Karen, if you want to run out and pick up a morning newspaper, we may find it.
Do we have it?
No, not yet. Anyway, Marvin Hagler, I guess I just said is 42, wow. Then I say that. Is 40, rather. Okay, so here's the score so far. Has Jack Hart leading with... No, well, Jack Hart and Tony both have two apiece. And Mike has one. Debbie has one. And none for Ann. None for Nikolai. None for Rose. And Karen...
I'm a loser.
None for you.
Oh.
Karen, you can have mine.
Oh, thank you.
That's right. Mike has one.
I know. Has one.
We can divide it. You can each have a half. Okay, here's one that's kind of remote. This is the guy who invented what became known as the Moog synthesizer. Remember the Moog synthesizer?
Sure.
In the early days of electronic music and stuff, Robert Moog was his name, born in Flushing, New York. Any jokes about Flushing?
Oh, I can see this. This is going to go down the toilet.
I knew somebody would come in with a bad joke, and I had a feeling it'd be you, Jack.
Boy, am I flushed now.
Oh, shut up. Robert Moog. We'll start with Tony on that one.
Oh, thanks. The Moog synthesizer, huh?
I'm in the Moog for love.
It's very moving. Sorry, that was really...
If you can only see the pained expression on Norm's face.
No, I love this kind of really hip humor.
Ribald, right?
Ribald humor, yes.
Let's see. Andy Moog, right?
Robert Moog.
Oh, sorry. I'll say
the Flushing synthesizer.
Oh, you got one fan. I don't know. 68.
It's kind of hard to tell, I know, because nobody's ever seen Robert Moog, and nobody even knows he exists, except in the synthesizer.
I think he's a fake, actually. I think he synthesized himself. I think he's a plant. Is anything working?
Would you stop that and tell me how old you think he is?
68.
Oh, 68. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, photosynthesized.
Yeah, exactly. Jay, well, Tony, that took a little while. But.
Jack, what do you say?
Take him longer.
Exhausted. 56.
56. Okay. Karen, what do you think?
Oh, God.
73. 73? Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Okay. I overbid. No.
Yeah.
That's right. It looked lovely in your home. I know. Just the room to put it in.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, my.
What do you bathroom, probably.
What do you think, Rose? How old is Robert Moog of the Moog synthesizer?
You know. I have no clue. I'm going to say 60.
60. 60. Okay. No, I don't think anybody really has a clue. Nobody really knows.
No.
So it's all guessing. And Debbie, I don't know. I never heard of him. Say it, Debbie. Say it for God's sake. Are you there, Debbie?
Huh? Come on.
Yeah. Debbie just went to the kitchen and made herself a cheese, a toasted cheese sandwich dipped in Karo syrup.
Oh,
well, that sounds
sweet.
That sounds kind of nice. Huh?
Sounds kind of cheesy, if you ask me.
Oh, his jokes are so awful. How come we get so many requests for his picture if his jokes are so bad?
Oh, God.
What do you say, Debbie?
So quiet now.
75. How much?
75. 75. Oh, see? 73 is not bad. Uh-oh. I was overbid.
That's right. Karen said 73.
Dang.
And Debbie says 75. And Nikolai says?
53.
He bid low.
He bid low. Okay, Mike, what do you say?
I'll say 56.
That was the same as Jack Hart said.
Oh, I'll say 55.
55, then. Okay.
Limiting yourself.
Okay, Amy, not Amy, Ann.
Oh, I'll say 67, and then I'm going out for coffee.
Okay, because this is actually the last one anyway.
Not a minute too soon.
Yeah. The actual age of Robert Moog, of the Moog synthesizer, born in... I don't want to say it again because we'll get more bad jokes. On May 23rd, the actual age is... All right, he was born in Flushing, New York.
Oh,
isn't this draining?
That was a good one. I like that one.
Oh, my God.
He says, isn't this draining, and you all got hysterical over that?
I thought that was pretty good.
I'll laugh at anything right now.
Yeah,
I'm getting giddy. I don't know.
It's that time of the morning, Kara.
Yeah, sorry.
Do we wait till
right,
back
long,
up again?
How long does this toilet flush,
well,
for God's sake?
Now the water is
filling up again. Okay, the actual age of Robert Moog. Oh, all right with that. Is 58.
Oh, I was going 10 years off.
Okay, so Jack said 56.
Son of a gun.
And I believe that was the closest.
Oh.
Yeah. 56 is the closest. And that means that Jack wins the entire game. That's three. And Mary's being carted around the room on the shoulders of the kids in the teen canteen. It also means we don't give any gifts away because employees of this program and of WBZ and Westinghouse in general and its affiliated sponsors don't win nothing.
Well, just the same, I'd like to thank the people who helped me along this road.
Thanks, Mom. No.
Nobody helped you, Jack. As a matter of fact, everybody was against you right from the beginning. Especially me. Hey, well, anyway, congratulations. And everybody, I thank you very much for playing the dumb birthday game. I want to thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you very tired?
No, but you know what happened?
Yeah?
I had my air conditioner on, and I fell asleep with it on before the birthday game started.
Yeah?
And I woke up with a cold.
Well, that's an interesting story. I'd like to buy the movie rights to that. So what does that mean, that you're tired now? You're not tired?
No, it means that I sound like I'm tired, but I really have a cold.
Oh, you do? No, you do sound like you have a cold, you poor baby.
Can you believe you could get a cold that way?
Yeah.
In a few seconds like that?
No, in an hour.
In an hour?
Yeah. And you were the one who had the frog in your throat, and now you knee-deep in problems?
Yeah, I'm the one that had the frog. It was a frog from a cold.
Everyone, did you get that one? I got it.
I did. Knee deep. Yeah, we'll get that.
Okay.
All right. I try to ignore Jack whenever I can. And thank you very much. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, she's a nice lady.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a
just
nice
lady. Just don't breathe on it.
That's right, too. Yeah, just don't cough. Don't cough in our face. Mike, it's always, again, as I always say, it's always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Hey, Norm, can I call you back later?
You certainly can, Mike. However, my phone number is unlisted. And the number you have is disconnected.
No, there are a couple of things I thought you might be interested in.
I would be very interested. As a matter of fact,
I didn't want you to think I was calling to just talk to Karen.
Well, you can hang on now, Mike.
Yeah, you hang on now, and as soon as I get rid of all these other stiffs,
okay.
We'll talk.
Hey.
Who was that? Was that you, Tony, who hung up?
Oh, Tony.
That's right. Tony always hangs up on me. That's become a tradition.
Oh,
yeah. He's like that. And you're going to take Mike and put him on hold. Okay. Okay. And, hey, Nikolai, I'm sorry that you had to get in with this gang of ruffians.
No problem, Mr. Nathan. It's been a pleasure being on your show.
You can call me Norm. It's okay. But right. If you want to call me Mr. Nathan, that makes me feel terribly important. I don't mind that either. Hey, thanks a lot. Call again. I hope you will.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
I didn't hang up, Norm. I put myself on hold to put Mike on hold.
Huh.
So in that case...
I see.
Oh, Mike!
Oh, now he's hung up. Okay.
That time is
okay,
real.
I think he's right over here. We'll hang up on him, too. And Debbie?
Hi.
Hi, Debbie. And Debbie and Rose, it was fun to have you both.
Norm,
I appreciate you coming on. Yes?
Can I just say something?
By all means.
I heard Norma from the North End calling the other night, and she's supposed to be having surgery this week. Uh-oh. And I just wanted to tell her good luck because she's listening.
Oh, I hope she'll call and tell us about that. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, she was telling Bob Raleigh.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, I guess I didn't hear that.
So I just wanted to wish her good luck because she's listening.
I wish you good luck, and best to both you and Debbie, and I thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Good night, Norm.
Good night now. Good night, Debbie.
Good
night. Oh.
There they go. And Jack?
Yes?
Get out of here. No, it's nice to talk with you.
Hit the road.
Yeah, hit the road, Jack. We'll talk to you in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Take care, or maybe even 20 minutes. Okay, Karen, now that we're alone.
What shall we discuss?
No, I don't know. Hey, listen, I thank you very much for playing the game. It was fun having you with us.
Thank you.
Do you usually stay up this late?
No, I'm usually not. 10 to 6, yes.
Oh, you do? Well, this is 14 minutes before 4. This is early for you.
Yes. You
get up?
Yeah, I usually do the 10 to 6 shift here, and now it's...
Oh, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is
kind of broaden your horizons.
Yes.
And, you know...
Now I know what actually goes on at night here.
If you'll keep it from Mr. Spinola, I'd appreciate that. From Dave Bernstein and all those guys.
I will.
Keep it from management, because once they find that we're having fun here, it's all over.
It is. Slaughterhouse.
Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, it's 13 minutes before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to WBZ. And I guess we can talk. Well, we'll talk with Mike in just a minute. First,
there were the dinosaurs. Now, WBZ presents Journey Beyond the Dinosaurs through July 31st at the World Trade Center, Boston. Experience a world 66 million years old. More than a dozen animated prehistoric creatures, an erupting volcano, storytelling, and more make this exhibit interesting for your whole family. Don't miss Journey Beyond the Dinosaurs at the World Trade Center, Boston before it becomes extinct. For information, call 1-800-367-9822. From New England's news and information stations, WBZ Radio and Television.
Okay, we'll take some calls, and we'll talk to Mike in just a minute, and take a call from you, too, if you'd like, at 254-1030, area code 617. Let me just check the WBZ AccuWeather, 5-day AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Roy Gallant, who says it'll be mostly clear and mild the rest of the night. As a matter of fact, right now it's 59 degrees. And Saturday during the day, lots of sunshine. Very hot kind of day. Highs 88 near the coast, getting up to the mid-90s inland. At night, Saturday night, lows of 64 to 68, a shower or thunderstorm possible later. And Sunday, breezy, cooler, a mixture of clouds and sun, highs 78, with some falling temperatures in the afternoon. I know there'll be a lot of Memorial Day celebrations and observances on Sunday, and that should be a good day. And also Monday, Memorial Day itself, when it'll be partly sunny and cool, highs 58 near the coast, and 66 degrees inland. Tuesday, becoming cloudy, showers are possible, highs 60 to 65. And it is 59 degrees outside our plush but not overly ostentatious WBZ studios at this moment. Hey, nice to talk to you again. You're on the air. Big Mike.
Thank you, sir. Mount Katahdin.
Yes.
Is 6.5 hours. 360 miles north of Marshfield.
Okay.
Because that's where I go, right up to Chesuncook
Lake. Okay. Now, that is not the easternmost point. Other people are calling to say
it's right in the middle of the state, Norm. It's not on the ocean.
Okay. Now, what am I thinking of? Is it Cadillac?
Mount Desert Isle, maybe? Mount Desert Isle is up off the coast. But what Mount Katahdin does, because of its height, which is 4,000 feet, it's the second highest peak in New England.
After Mount Washington.
Right. The peak is the first part of the American continent that sees light.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay, then I was right on that point.
Yeah, but it's because of the height, not the, it's not on the ocean.
Not because of the ocean, okay.
It's in the middle of Baxter State Park, which is right directly in the exact center of the state.
Okay, now, is there a Mount Cadillac that would be near the coast that would also see the sun fairly soon?
Yeah, Mount Cadillac. I'm not sure. I know there is a Mount Cadillac. I'm not exactly sure, precisely where it is.
But if you were on top of Mount Katahdin, that's where you would see the sun on the North American, not the North American continent, but the United States.
In the United States. It's the first place in the United States where the sun shines.
Ah.
Or where the sun hits. The first light hits there in the United States on the top of Mount Katahdin.
You straighten things out.
But it's 362 miles, I believe. It's 6.5, 6.75 hours from Marshfield.
Okay.
And the American Jazz Festival is going to be in Quebec. They're going to hold the American Jazz Festival in Quebec this year on the first week of July. I think it's the last weekend of June, the first week of July. They're celebrating their 350th, did I say Quebec? Montreal. They're celebrating their 350th anniversary, and they have hired 150 jazz bands of all proportions, big, small, to play in the streets.
Oh, my. That sounds great.
Oh, Norm, I don't know how we're going to get up there, but I can't miss this. I just can't.
I don't want to miss it either, and I'm not quite sure how I can get away for any length of time, but I would love to see it. You just mentioned the dates. You have the dates for certain?
It goes until the 7th of July, but I believe it starts the second last day of June.
Okay.
It runs 10 days, I believe.
Okay.
Inclusive. And I'll tell you, you could call in sick for me, and I'll call up sick for you. And maybe we could both go.
Yeah, I'm thinking of who takes care of my horse and chickens and all that stuff when I go. I have terrible logistics problems like that. But that sounds magnificent.
Oh, dynamite.
The Globe Jazz Festival, incidentally. I'll get the information on that in a moment. But they have a free concert at the Hatch Shell kicking things off.
July 3rd.
Is that what the date is?
Yes. And I go up to my brother-in-law has his boat over on Memorial Drive at that yacht club there, right on Memorial Drive.
Yes.
And we go up there every year the night before the 4th, And, of course, they have the sound piped over to Cambridge, as you probably know, from the Hatch Shell.
Right, yes.
And it's all along the streets. And we go over there, and we have a, you know, a little cookout on the in the marina there, and we stay on the boat, and we listen to the music. It's just a fantastic way to spend the night before the 4th. It's
yeah,
really, really
yeah.
Great.
I'll get the information. I have the information in another office here. I'll dig up the exact dates. But that's a free concert on Hatch Shell, and they've got Etta James, Hugh Masekela, I forget who else, with the big bands. Some big stuff happening, and a lot of freebie things coming up for that Globe Jazz Festival.
Yeah, and that's being tied in with the Tall Ships coming in and that whole festival.
Mm. It's fun to be from here.
Oh, it is. It really is. But that thing in Montreal is, I mean, Montreal is such a lovely place anyway.
Yes, it is.
And if you've ever been down to the Place Jacques Cartier, Jacques Cartier Square there down in, it's in old Montreal. It's the place where they did most of the filming during the Olympics, if you can remember back, you know, back to the Olympics about, I don't know, 15, 16 years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, street cafes and things of that nature. It's very, very French, as you know, down in all Montreal. And that would be absolutely just dynamite in that area with, you know, the bands on the street. And I imagine there'll be, like, you know, 3-4-man combos, probably right up to, you know, 12, 14, 15-man bands.
I imagine so. We'll have to get information about what's playing there when.
Well, one of my clients lives in Montreal, and she's up there visiting her mother tonight. She told me about it the night before last. I haven't seen anything officially on it, but she's got all the info on it. I'd be glad to talk to her Tuesday and send it along to you.
I would like that very much, Mike.
She lived up there for 40 years, and she lives down here now, and she's a client of mine, and I'll talk to her when she gets back Tuesday, and I'd be glad to send it along to you.
Sounds great.
Okay, kid.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye now. Son of a gun, the Norma we were just talking about is on the line, too. Hi, Norma. What is this? You're going to have surgery? You there, Norma? Yeah, I think Norma fell asleep listening to
it. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
Come on to my house. Come on. Yeah. I want are you
having surgery soon?
Yeah. Tuesday morning.
Okay. Is it serious?
Hiatal hernia.
Oh, that's right. No, we did talk about that.
Yeah,
last time,
I think we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
I want to thank Rose very much for wishing me luck. That was nice.
That's very nice.
You know what I want to do?
What's
I want
that?
To leave my telephone number with Tony after I finish talking to you. And ask Rose and Debbie to call me the next time they're going to be on the telephone game. I'd like to be on, I mean the birthday game. I'd like to be on the birthday game with them.
What a lovely arrangement.
They sound like, they're such fun. Debbie sounds so cute.
Yes. Yes, she does.
Listen.
Yes.
I don't know who it was that was talking about, come on to my house, and now she's big as a house. Rosie Clooney.
Yes.
Rosie Clooney was gorgeous, if you remember. She had a nice figure. She went through a terrible, terrible time with a divorce. She ended up with psychiatric treatment in the hospital.
Yeah, with Jose Ferrer.
Yeah, with Jose.
Yeah.
And that's when she got fat. I wish people would remember that a lot of people are fat because they have problems and they eat. When it starts when you're a baby and you cry and mama throws a bottle in your mouth. So every time you get upset or something bothers you, you feel your face. And it's part of it. And I've told you, you have never seen me, but I am chunky, believe me. But I'm a nice person. And a lot of fat people are very nice person. And if you had us for friends, you'd have nice friends.
It's funny.
We
I
are
was...
the first ones to help you if you need help.
Fat
we love you.
Chunky
love
people.
Us.
Chunky people are the first to help.
Yeah, well, not, yeah. Well, you know what I mean. We're ready to help anybody. We're ready to be your friend. We're nice folks.
Because I thought you were a nasty person and skinny.
No, I'm not skinny. I don't mean skinny people aren't nice, but I mean, gee, can't you look below the fat and see what we really like? We're nice folks.
I think a lot of people
and
do.
And we want to be loved.
Oh, I know. A lot of people love you.
And by the way, we're in the majority.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Did you ever see Fat People Dance a Polka? We're so light on our feet. Everybody.
I don't know whether I go hang around with a whole lot of fat people dancing the polka.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen even skinny people dancing the polka.
Well,
we dance.
We're very light on our feet.
Is that right?
Yes, a lot of people said that to me.
Well, that's very, very nice.
Yeah.
I probably have seen very few. I very rarely go to places where people are dancing the polka, stocky or thin.
And a lot of us have very pretty faces, nice hair, kind of pretty. And we try to stay feminine, you know. And we're just as sexy.
Oh, hey, you're starting to turn me on there.
If you wanted to look past us, we're just as sexy. We can do anything any skinny girl can do.
Oh, Norma.
I don't mean anything harsh by it. I'm just trying to say we're just...
Norma, I want you. God, I want you.
I'm sorry.
If I can't have you, I want another stocky person.
I got a few friends.
I'll bring them all around. We'll have an orgy. Oh, God,
that's
what am I saying? Okay.
Thanks for the laugh. I really needed one.
Hey, good luck to you. Keep in touch.
Okay.
Take care, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Oh, stay tuned. You want to talk to Tony? Give me your phone number.
Yes.
Okay, here's Tony.
For Rose and Debbie.
Okay. Okay, coming at the minute before 4 o'clock here to WBZ. My name is Norm Nathan. We'll take some more calls after the news, okay? It's a little too tight to take calls right this very moment because it's just a minute before the news. I don't know what I'm mumbling about. So that means we'll take calls after the news, which is what I'm trying to say. And we'll be around for another hour. And I hope if you get a chance to stay with us, that's kind of nice. A little early, we're sort of giving the final farewell to Johnny Carson. I know you by now you probably heard everything you want to hear about him. But this was his last program. And after 30 years, he has become somewhat of a monument in a way. And ended his 30-year reign on the late-night show this past night, choking back tears. And closing his final Today show by telling America, I bid you a very heartfelt good night. So for the last time you heard Ed McMahon say, here's Johnny. That's my entire speech. I won't bring it up again unless you want me to. 20 minutes before 4 o'clock here to WBZ. Stay tuned for the news, then we'll be right back. About 20 seconds before 4. How about that? 20 seconds.
Wake up every morning to the WBZ Morning News for up-to-the-minute news, weather, sports, and traffic from New England's news and information station, WBZ Boston.
If anything, episode 37 was an orgy for the ears. Let's take a moment and enjoy the Coronet jingle.
Extra value is what you get when you buy Coronet.
Thanks, Rosemary. Now it's time to listen up as you're about to hear some info that's being quietly spread regarding a medical discovery.
Medical discoveries are often surrounded by publicity, but this one is being quietly spread by arthritis sufferers who want pain relief but don't always want to take pills. Their discovery? Eucalyptamin ointment. Eucalyptamin's penetrating formula increases circulation and helps relieve minor arthritis pain around sore joints, so you may depend less on pills. Eucalyptamin ointment. And you thought only pills could relieve the pain. Use only as directed.
Don't ask me what time it is because I've sold all my watches to this guy.
Mr. Bullock, what kind of watches are you looking for now?
Rolex Daytona Cosmographs and Chronographs in steel or gold are most wanted.
How much will you pay for Rolex three-dial watches?
We will pay $2,500 to $3,000 for any steel Rolex Cosmograph, $8,000 for all gold three-dial Rolexes. Now's the time to sell. We also buy estate jewelry.
Call 1-800-338-8150. That's 1-800-338-8150. Sponsored by Bullock Estate and Diamond Brokers, Houston, Texas.
I don't need a watch, though, to know that it's time to close the vault and ride those radio waves home. For Johnny Carson, Rosemary Clooney, Karen, Jack, the Montreal and Globe Jazz Festivals, and the man with scorched loins, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.